Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Preaching Islam is a responsibility which is imposed on every Muslim with regard to the capacity he finds himself in. Thus, for example, Muslim rulers have an entirely different responsibility vis-a-vis preaching Islam. Similarly, the scholars of Islam have a different responsibility, a common person has a different responsibility, and of course, the prophets of God had an entirely different responsibility regarding preaching Islam. Now, in this regard, there is a misconception which is found very, very rampantly in amongst Muslims and also among Jews. And the fact is that the Jews themselves state that they are the chosen people, they are the chosen ummah of the Almighty. And Muslims also, the followers of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, they also say that they are the chosen ummah. And so therefore, when they say that they are the chosen ummah, they feel themselves to be superior to other people, to other ummahs, and they also think that being Jews or being Muslims actually warrants their success, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. Since they have been chosen by the Almighty, so therefore, by choosing the Muslims and Jews, the Almighty is giving them special privileges, and as a result, He will, of course, grant them success, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. Now, this is a very grave misconception. It is found very rampantly, as I said, and it has to be understood with all its perspective, all its right and proper perspective and its proper background. Now, this the act of choosing Muslims or Jews has a very specific background, and this has been mentioned in the Quran. The Quran says that the progeny of Abraham or the descendants of Abraham, they have been imposed and the on the responsibility of Shahada. In other words, is that if the Almighty has chosen the progeny of Abraham for a specific purpose, and in the terminology of the Quran, it's called Shahada. Now, just as He selects certain messengers for this responsibility so that they deliver the truth to their addressees, in a similar manner, the progeny of Abraham was chosen and selected by the Almighty to deliver the truth to the rest of mankind. And they were given this responsibility, and the Almighty said that this responsibility was given to both the branches of Abraham's progeny. Thus, for example, this responsibility was also given to the Banu Israel, or the Bani Israel, who were the progeny of the Prophet Abraham's son, Ishaq. And similarly, this was also given later on in the time of the Prophet Muhammad to the Bani Ismail, who were, of course, the progeny of Abraham's second son, Ismail alayhi salam. So therefore, as per the Quran, the whole of the progeny of Abraham was chosen for this task of delivering the truth. And this has been mentioned very specifically in the Quran. The Quran says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. This verse of Surah Hajj translates, "And struggle for the cause of God in a befitting manner. He has chosen you for this responsibility and laid on you no burdens in the observance of your faith." So the fact that the ishtaba, or to choose someone, this is the word from which this whole issue has sprung up. This ishtaba, or this act of being chosen, is mentioned in this verse. And it goes on to say that He has chosen for you the way of Abraham, your father. He has named you Muslims earlier and in this period of the last prophet as well. He has chosen you, the Almighty has chosen you, so that the prophet may bear witness against you, and that you yourselves may bear witness to this religion against other peoples of this world. So this verse says that the progeny of Abraham was selected for the purpose of delivering religion, or communicating the contents of religion to other nations of the world. And it is also evident from the Quran that as per this responsibility of Shahada, that if the progeny of Abraham delivers this the contents of religion with full sanctity and with full clarity and the way they had received it, and they also collectively adhere to this religion, then the Almighty will make them dominant over all the nations of the world. And if they do not, then the other nations of the world will become dominant upon them. So therefore, if the Bani Israel and the Bani Ismail, the two branches of the Prophet Abraham, if they in their collective capacity deliver the truth the way they have received it, they deliver the religion they had received it, and also in their own collective capacity they adhere to that religion, then the Almighty will make them dominant over other nations. And if they do not, then the other nations will become dominant over them, and they will become subservient to them. So therefore, we have to understand that this misconception should not mar the minds of Muslims and and or the Jews, and they should not think that simply being selected for this cause or for this purpose, they have gained success of the world or on the hereafter. This is not the case. The Quran is absolutely clear, and the Bible absolutely supports the stance of the Quran. And it says that the Banu Ibrahim, or in other words, the Bani Israel and the Bani Ismail, both had been chosen to deliver the message of Islam, to deliver the true faith to other religions of the world. If they do so, and if they also adhere to it in their collective capacity, then of course they would be discharging this responsibility in a befitting manner, and the Almighty will make them dominant over other nations. And if they do not, then they shall be subservient to them. And also being chosen for this responsibility does not warrant for them that they shall enter paradise at all costs. Entering paradise, of course, is another thing in the hereafter, which shall relate to their own deeds and to what they have done. Simply being chosen for this responsibility is not enough to grant them paradise. They have to prove worthy of this responsibility. They have to discharge this responsibility the way it has been told to them. Otherwise, they'll end up in great trouble in the hereafter. So therefore, it has to be understood that if Muslims and Jews have been chosen for a particular responsibility, or they regard themselves to be the chosen people, Ummah of God, then they must realize that this act of selection on the part of God has certain responsibilities. If they discharge these responsibilities, they will be superior in this world. And if they do not, they shall remain subservient to other nations. And as we find today, both the Bani Ismail and the Bani Israel, both of them are subservient to other nations of the world. And this, of course, is in accordance with this law of the Almighty. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ